Hi, welcome to the Holistic Matters podcast. It's a podcast designed to helping you become the you that nature intended. This afternoon with Dr. Jennifer Stagg, a naturopathic physician from Avon, Connecticut. Dr. Stagg, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So today we'd like to talk a little bit about, let's call it the personalization of healthcare and the important role and the advantages that naturopathic care in particular provides. And I think the starting point is naturopathic provides a really, really effective model of healthcare, and it starts with the patient. Mm-hmm. And so typically I've heard you describe, maybe you could describe for our listeners today is how do you connect with that patient and learn as much about them that you need to so that you can identify what the underlying causes of their current complaint might be or what might be compromising their health?
Yeah. One of the biggest differences when patients come to see a naturopath, and they often remark on, is the amount of time that we spend with patients. So they will fill out an extensive patient history that's also common in a naturopathic practice to get many pages of intake forms. But naturopaths then they'll review that, but then they basically learn all about the patient during an extensive patient history session and an extensive physical exam. And we're really interested in, you know, how their environmental exposures, what their family life is like, what the level of stress they have, what they do for a living, what their like life really looks like and what it has looked like, so we can kind of develop a good picture of what could be causing the symptoms that they're presenting with. So that's really key in a naturopathic practice that really sets us apart from many other practitioners.
So typically, how long do you spend with a patient, especially in the first visit?
A typical naturopathic first visit is 60 minutes for me. A lot of naturopaths will spend even longer than that, like 90 minutes. Our training, when we trained in medical school, it was like basically 90 minutes. Sometimes they will go to 2 hours. Yeah. It's an extensive session.
Awesome. So it's not just like a series of, here, I got 50 questions for you, Mrs. Smith. I mean, you must be really trying to identify really the cause of their complaint and their history and things that they probably forgot about when they were 12 and may have had an influence on the development of.
Right, and no to, I would say in my practice, no to history taking sessions are the same. Right? Yeah. So it's more how the session evolves and what factors become more important. Right. So if you're trying to delve into environmental exposures, that may not be an issue for someone else versus someone else has a lot of like emotional trauma as part of their history.
So once you identified what you might believe would be the underlying cause, what do you do next to actually keep, you know, diving into the data and start developing a treatment regimen?
Yeah, so after you've collected that story from the patient and then have obviously done physical exam where you could find things like high blood pressure that no one has picked up before or, you know, physical skin findings. At that point, then that's when you start to decide what sorts of other diagnostics you're going to need to use. So, you know, for some patients, I'm sending them for an ultrasound of their thyroid because of physical exam findings or even history. And blood work. So, but for other patients, maybe I'm doing a microbiome analysis. But again, because of the personalized nature of naturopathic care, those assessments never look the same. Like, no one walks out of a naturopath's office with like the same 5 tests.
Right. Yeah. Interesting. So, at what point, how do you start teasing it out? I mean, how do you know, okay, I've got to do a microbiome test, or I'm going to do, you know, a hormone test and look at the HPA axis. I mean, how do you like put it all together? Just depending on the patient's.
Yeah, so patients will, many of the patients that come in to see naturopaths have seen a lot of providers before, and they may be currently under care with multiple specialists. So they actually have even like a series of diagnoses. So they may have Hashimoto's and they have lupus and they're depressed as well. So based on like existing diagnoses, then we may tie some of that together and say, well, we've got to look at your gut. So autoimmune disease, we're looking at the gut for sure, right? So then we know we have to go in that direction.
Okay. Are you seeing a trends of higher prevalence and incidence of things like thyroid problems and adrenal dysfunction?
Yeah, we definitely see a tremendous amount of that. I feel like the last few years, the amount of autoimmune disease has just skyrocketed so much. It is just so extreme. And then I would say fatigue is another big issue. Unexplained fatigue is a common complaint that patients present with, and they can be otherwise healthy. And, you know, we do all the routine diagnostics that, you know, checking for anemia and thyroid problems and, you know, iron deficiency. And sometimes we find out what could potentially be the cause of that and treat it. But sometimes we don't necessarily find the answers in diagnostic testing. And so then we just have to use our matrix of assessment to figure out what direction to go in for that.
You know, a lot of different specialties in healthcare have kind of a treatment algorithm that they routinely go through, whether it's like what's called the functional medicine matrix in the functional medicine world, or even in the endocrinology world, the diabetes, there's always, you know, kind of a series of questions or diagnostics. Is there that standard therapeutic plan approach that naturopaths typically use?
Yeah, to a degree there is. So we basically, I mean, we focus on a number of areas. We want to make sure patients are detoxifying well, that their GI system is intact, that they're, you know, digesting and assimilating nutrients. So we look at like these core areas to look for where we may be seeing signs of dysfunction. So we know the systems to look at to look for these early warning signs, and then we go to those systems. And these may be just, you know, mild symptoms that a patient is having that's not necessarily in a disease state, but it's giving us clues to what the problem is.
It's really leveraging like systems biology as really that kind of underlying way to do the patient assessment.
Absolutely.
So typically after you go through all that, is nutrition the first course of care, or are there other treatment regimens that a naturopath would typically focus on?
Right. I mean, nutrition is definitely, as I said, it's at the core of treatment. Now, having said that, I would say we have, like, I can have a patient who comes in and they are obese, but they're in pain and they can't exercise. And so they're in pain, they're depressed because they're in pain. And in that instance, I might refer them to my husband, who's also at our practice, who's a chiropractor, to help get them out of pain more quickly. So then they can be in a better place. When you're in pain, it's very difficult to make substantial change in your diet and nutrition. That type of patient, I would want to get them out of pain first.
Right, okay. So that's an interesting model that your clinic has, is that you have both a chiropractic focus or support that's available, a naturopathic, and even a nurse practitioner as an example.
Yep.
That's really kind of a nice model of integrative healthcare that you don't see too much of. Patients must really, really like that.
Yeah, they really respond well to it. And it also, many patients go and see a lot of these providers on their own in separate offices. But to have this like team of doctors who knows this patient, and even the interaction that these patients have with our front desk, that they're here now and they're recognized, and they develop a relationship with your front desk staff, and they may be seeing, you know, getting acupuncture treatments more regularly, that they're there more often than they may be in for their annual gynecologic exam.
Yeah, fantastic. That's great. Well, thanks for giving us some of your time this afternoon and providing insights on the powerful impact that naturopathic care has on patient care.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
This podcast features the song New Day by Lee Rosevere, licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution License. If you like this podcast, please share with your friends and family. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. We'll see you next time on Holistic Matters, where we're talking about being the you that nature intended.